Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Ben with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the proposed law will allow nurses and midwives to be able to prescribe and dispense medical abortion drugs to women in Queensland. Health Minister Shannon Fitman said the proposed amendment to the Medicines and Potions Act will have more access to surgical termination, especially in rural and remote areas. Wendy Burton, former chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners and TENNOS Postnatal Specific Interest Group said, quoted, "We need to build the system so that we can keep it safe for prescribers and ultimately, of course, for women and their families."
A 21-year-old man has survived a shark bite off the coast of Cape York Peninsula in far north Queensland while diving for sea cucumbers. Critical care flight paramedic Valerie Herblatt said the man applied a temporary tourniquet and basic first aid, which helped to save his life from the bite. Clack Island is located within the Flinders Group Park off the coast of Cape Melville and permits and requires access to the island for protecting its cultural values.
In national news, flood warnings have been issued across Victoria East today. As heavy rainfall is expected to continue, the warning followed 4 days of continuous heavy rainfall, with some areas receiving over 260 millimetres. Weather Bureau meteorologist Stephanie Miles said these wet conditions aren't unusual for late spring, but only appear this way due to several dry months period. Ms. Miles said conditions were easing with sunny conditions and warm temperatures expected early next week.
And a warning that the following story contains references to sexual exploitation and violence. Listener discretion is advised. At least 21 eligible young people are not able to access South Australian Health Intensive Therapeutic Care programs who are at risk of sexual exploitation and abuse. Shana Reid, the Guardian for Children and Young People, said, quote, "The type of children we're talking about in these instances are children who may have been exposed to sexual violence, may have been sexually abused either in care or prior to coming into care," unquote. The chief executive of Interim Women's and Children's Health Network, Rebecca Graham, said Yarrow Place was one of several places that provides support to children and young people, and they are working to ensure cases are met by alternative pathways.
In international news, Hamas armed AI Bitrus wing claimed responsibility for a gun attack that killed at least 3 people in Jerusalem, referring to the assault on Gaza by Israel and the growing violence committed by settlers in the West Bank. 2 Palestinians opened fire at a bus stop during morning rush hour at the entrance to Jerusalem, ending up killing at least 3 people. Itamar Ben-Gvir, hard-right national security minister, said, quoted, "This event proves again how we must not show weakness, that we must speak to Hamas only through scoops, only through raw."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is extreme. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.